talking to us on today's programme is the Minister for Education and Skills, Rory Quinn, TD. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning to you, Ronnie.
Now, Minister, there are many things happening in Irish education at the moment. One of these sort of hot questions, that's rather Germanic translation, is the diversification of patronage. This is something that you are interested in, I believe.
It is. The background to all of this actually originated with the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dr. Dermot Martin, who about 4 or 5 years ago indicated as the patron of the largest number of primary schools, over 500 or so, that that number of schools was more than enough for his needs to cater for the Catholic community within the Greater Dublin area. And he suggested that a forum should be established whereby, in a responsible and proper manner, he could divest himself of some of the patronage schools back to the Department of Education, with a view to them being run as primary schools for other patrons, such as the VEC or Educate Together, or indeed even on First Patronus of the Gaelscoil movement. And that became part and parcel of the programme for government between Fine Gael and the Labour Party. Both Brian Hayes, when he was spokesperson for education, and myself had endorsed the call for the forum, but Fianna Fáil had refused to act upon it. The forum report has been published some time ago this year, and it recommended in areas where there was a large population, areas of approximately 20,000 or less, they identified, with the help of the department here, 44 such locations, of which Whitehall area is one. And within that, the report of the forum advisory group was very clear on this. They wanted a survey of opinion to be undertaken in a non-confrontational or non-adversarial matter, simply to ascertain the views of parents rather than the opinions of people who have an interest in the topic. The views of parents of children with preschool age kids are kids who are in the primary school system. And that's what we're now doing.
Yeah, and I can't stress strongly enough to the parents, please let your views be known. Minister, you've picked out five areas to kick off with, and I leave our area to last. Okay. Arklow, Castlebar, Trim and Tremor. Arklow would seem to me to be a strange one, if you know what I mean. How did this get into the mix? Because Arklow seems to have a very sort of homogeneous population.
Well, that would be a view of people like myself of a certain age, but in fact Arklow has become an outer suburb of the Greater Dublin space, in the same way that Gorey has become on the south side.
Right.
And places like Trim and further north, even South Cavan, in the town of Virginia, or Virginie, as it's pronounced up that part of the world, is with the new motorway, new road system, and cheaper properties, the population in Virginia, for example, has literally exploded, according to local comments there. I know this from visiting a community secondary school in the area. Arklow Gorey would be in a similar kind of category, and the original homogeneity of the town has now been altered quite considerably by newcomers, if you like.
Yeah. Before I come back to our own area, which, you know, is a vast urban conurbation, there was a survey done earlier in the year, I'm not sure whether it was MRBI or Red Sea, and the answers to me seemed to be a little bit paradoxical. In one way, people were saying, yes, they would like a choice as to who has patronage of local school, but it turned out nearly 3/4% wanted to maintain the status quo.
Well, I don't find that necessarily contradictory. I mean, in my own constituency of Dublin South East, which is basically from the River Liffey out towards Booterstown, if you like, and into Harold's Cross from the sea, a lot of people want to get their primary school kids into, we say, a co-ed school or a multi-denominational school. There's only one effectively in the area in Ranelagh. And when they don't get that choice, because it's massively oversubscribed, they get their child or children into another school. And if the child settles into that school and makes friends and likes the teacher, most parents who really want the best for their child within reason and want their child to be happy so that they will learn, are quite content to leave their child there. And if, I know in one particular case, if they had subsequently got an offer to transfer the child, now aged 8 or 9, they probably would not accept it because of the unnecessary disruption. The kids have made friends and all the, that kind of thing. And a lot of parents across the system, about 20% of our 4,000 schools have more people applying to get into them than there is space. But they get their second or third choice and, and they proceed with it. It's, it doesn't become a problem.
Yeah. Okay, if we come to our own bailiwick, which is Whitehall, but also includes Kilmore West and Beaumont. Now, on my way to work here, I passed at least, I think, five primary schools.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to work? As I say, it is a vast urban conurbation. You've got so many schools. How are you going to manage the practicalities based on figures from these schools?
Well, first and foremost, we will present the Catholic Church with the outcome of the survey, and it will be an assessment of opinion and attitude rather than a plebiscite on whether parents want to change school X from patronage of Catholicism to another ethos.
Right.
Because the Catholic Church is the patron in all of the seven schools in the area that's been surveyed, this will be a voluntary exercise from their point of view as well. They will be presented with the findings. If, for example, there's a 20% expression, a strong expression of a desire for a different ethos from that of the Catholic Church, then, and this is where it becomes, so to speak, not difficult, but sensitive. The church itself has to decide how it's going to, of the seven schools in the area, how it's going to make one of them or hand one of them over, so to speak.
Yeah.
What has happened in Dublin in the past, both in the north side of the city and in the area of the south side, close to Rathfarnham, where the population itself has changed, and Kilmore would be a good example of that. I mean, the first families come in when the area is built up. You have a cohort of children that come through the system, and then they become teenagers and get married and move out, and you've got grannies and others left over. There's a kind of a dynamic that's there. What has happened in other areas with the Catholic Church, which is the patron of 92% of the 3,200 primary schools in the country, they no longer need the number of schools that they have, and in some cases they've amalgamated schools, freeing up a particular building, and in that instance have indicated to the Department of Education, look, we don't need the school anymore. If there's another patron group that wants to run it as a primary school, we'd be happy to enter into discussions and make arrangements for its transfer. So it is for them to decide. They have their own communities, their own parishes. It is not for me to interfere or to intrude or to make suggestions as to how they go about their business. Because in a sense, we are responding to their request for assistance in divesting of certain schools that are surplus to their perceived needs.
Oh yeah, no, there was never any question of any personal interest or input from yourself. As I said, it's just such a huge area. Educate Together has been very popular.
Yes.
And has been rather successful. But we're talking about, even the result of this survey and that, we're talking about maybe another two or three years down the road before this could become a practicality in many, many parishes.
Well, there's a number of factors that strike me as being reasonable and that would have to be taken into account. Let's say the church decides that a certain school that is continuing to operate as a school would be one that the ethos of the school will change from the Catholic Church to that of Educate Together, for example, since you raised the matter. Parents, you and I might find ourselves in a situation where we're both parents with children already in the school. You may be in favour of the change of the ethos. I may be hesitant about it, and I could say, well, look, I have two kids in this school. I came to the school because it's a Catholic school. I want them to make their communion and their confirmation in the school, and I don't mind then what happens if, in a couple of years' time, when the kids are out of the system, if the ethos has changed. So it could very well be, and I've discussed this with a number of people in the Catholic Church informally, there may be a decision, yes, we'll identify a particular school, but we'll notify the existing parents and future parents that the ethos is going to change, and that change may require a couple of years for transition to accommodate the very concerns that people would have. Because in the question of ethos, because the same curriculum is taught by all of the patrons, And the teachers are the same national school teachers in the main, trained in the education colleges like St. Patrick's. It really centres around issues of how religion is taught, what is actually taught, and preparation for the sacraments, such as communion and confirmation. And some parents would feel very strongly about that, others would feel less so. In the case of Educate Together, they provide for faith formation in the school, but after school hours. They teach religion and teach about religion in the school curriculum, because part of the national school curriculum provides for religion to be provided with 30 minutes a day for the 5 days each week. So they're the sort of issues that are at the concern that I've encountered with parents around this issue.
Yeah. And if I could just make one point, to me it seems slightly paradoxical. I know we're heading down the road of a more diverse and pluralistic society, but to the best of my knowledge, most of the migrants, particularly from Africa, would be of an evangelical persuasion.
Yes.
So they would be looking for a religious-run school to a certain extent. It just seems to me, as I say, we are becoming more diverse, but by the same token, in certain respects, we are becoming more homogenous in other areas.
Well, 30% of the children who go to Educate Together schools are in fact Catholics, and are assisted and helped in terms of preparation for the sacraments by the school itself, in the sense that space is provided after hours for faith formation and the rest of it. But that's not the only reason why people want to go to Educate Together schools. For example, they are co-ed by definition. They're very democratic internally within the management and operation of the school. They don't have uniforms, for example, which is a policy that some parents feel very strongly in favour of, or alternatively feel very relaxed and like the idea of not having uniforms. Uniforms are very strongly used in Ireland, but for example, in most continental countries, they don't have uniforms at all.
No.
And parents, you know, have views about this. Irish parents have evolved over time. They now would like their children to be perhaps not necessarily whatever about the faith ethos at home. They may want, in interest of pluralism and tolerance, want to actually be educated with people of different faiths in the same school. There are many different motivations and many different reasons, and I have a respect for all of them. It's trying to accommodate that diversity of opinion that has evolved within Ireland from people who were born, we say, in a traditional Protestant family or a Catholic family who themselves may be different, or in a marriage or a relationship where one partner feels very strong about such things and the other is quite indifferent. That's the Ireland we have, and it doesn't fit comfortably into a school system where 93%, 92% are under Catholic patronage and 95% are under religious patronage. And it was an attempt to, in a sensible and responsible way, provide for diversity within the existing school infrastructure. We're doing this with the new schools. We're inviting patrons to express an interest in running a school, and the Catholic Church has not opted at primary school level to indicate its desire to be the patron of any new school.
Right. Before I leave you, Minister, or indeed before you leave me, you being the busier person altogether, can I commend you on the leaflet?
Thank you.
Which was sent to the schools. I have one. My own grandchild brought it home, and its clarity, I think, is very praiseworthy. It's in good standard English. There are no words, phrases that are impenetrable or incomprehensible to, you know, the average person in the soap. There's no journo speak or anything like that. So it's highly commendable.
Thank you very much. Well, in fact, we had great assistance from the Catholic Church authorities in this respect. Father Michael Drum, who has been the spokesperson for the Catholic Church in relation to education, has been very closely involved in looking at the documentation, because it's effectively going to schools under the Catholic Church. And I'm delighted that you found the language in the circular or in the leaflet very accessible and easy to comprehend.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, Minister for Education and Skills, Rory Quinn, TD, many thanks for your time this morning.
And thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And thanks to Ronnie O'Brien there, talking to the Minister for Education and Skills, Rory Quinn. And those contact numbers again, if you have any difficulty with the form, it's a free helpline at 1800 303 621.